You are listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. This is a ministry of Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, California. I am your host, Marvin Enriquez, and this is how we get down. And welcome back to another exciting edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. We are your men's ministry podcast host. My name is Marvin. Around the round table, we have with us, I'm wearing Celtic green Robert Concepcion.
Hey, man, you got to give credit where credit is due.
No, you don't.
Amen. You got to look like a leprechaun whenever it's called for.
Amen. Not in Los Angeles, you don't have to.
The Celtics, I mean, I'm not batting for George here, but the Celtics had a hard road to get there. They had to get past Milwaukee.
Also around the round, we're moving along because I do not want to talk about it. I do not want to talk about this. Moving along, we have George Fake Humility Fernandez.
Go Celts.
Fake Humility. Can you explain that a little bit?
Go Celts.
Yes, we are going to explain that a little bit. Guys, thank you so much for listening. This is the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. Boys, it's been a minute since we recorded. In fact, I was looking through our recordings. I think we've only recorded 3 episodes this year, and we're already in June of 2022. By the way, today's June 2nd. 2022 game one of the NBA Finals.
All right,
it's tonight.
Who are we picking?
We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, why have we not recorded our podcast this year, guys? The listeners are hungry.
Men's conference.
We had a men's conference about a month ago. That was fun. That's not an excuse. We need to record more often. So here's what we're going to do. Over the summer, we are going to record some more episodes for you guys to listen. So that way,
daily.
When you're on your, if you're in a road trip and you're in an RV or you're on your, long road trip with your car, with your kids in the back, crank up the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. Make this your playlist for the summer because we are going to be bringing you some great content.
As usual. For fake humility. Yes. For false humility there, Mark.
Since it is June 2nd, I thought I'd start with this. Not talking about the Celtics, but since it is June 2nd, let's talk about this. How's your summer planning going? Are you guys doing any traveling this month or in the next few months?
You know.
Well, the guys that are listening don't know.
They know. Yeah. I'm going to Europe.
Ooh.
Si Dios quiere. Oh, man. June 19th to July 4th. So.
June 19th to July 4th, you're going to Europe. What countries are you going to?
France, Spain, and Italy. And England.
How about a quick stop to Ukraine?
No, not this year.
All right.
Wow.
Looking for
Robert.
To it. Yeah.
Robert with the offhand humor. Okay. Okay. We just got censored by the FBI or the CIA. I don't know. Somebody's gonna be listening. What is that?
Try
FCC or Albert Kim? Albert
Kim. Yeah, that's worse than the FCC.
That's stricter.
Oh, man. Well, that sounds like fun. You guys are flying there, obviously, but you're cruising, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're flying into Paris, spending 4 or 5 days there, then flying to Barcelona, spending 2 days there, then catching a ship in Barcelona, and it's for 7 days, and it goes different parts of Spain, different parts of Italy, then it ends in Rome, then we're going to spend a night there, then fly to London, spend a night, and then come home.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Yeah. So make sure you guys...
He just came back from a cruise. Mr. Cruiser.
Didn't you just come back from a cruise?
In Easter.
What, 2 months ago?
What's your line?
Yeah. I have diarrhea since Easter.
There you go.
I did.
You did. If you're on a cruise these days, you're going to have diarrhea for Easter.
Well, no, he came back with COVID.
That's right. You did come back from COVID. And you're not worried about getting COVID again?
I had COVID. I had COVID 2 months ago, so.
Here's the thing. It's non-refundable, so you better not be worried.
Yeah.
Well, you're excited about the cruise, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think what happens, Robert, how old are you, Robert?
63.
You're in your 50s, right?
Well, yeah.
George's a little older than you, so once you get to like 65 and beyond, this is what you do. You cruise. This is what you do.
All right.
You go on a cruise.
All right.
Robert, how about you? You and your family have any fun summer travel plans?
You know, my kids just got back from Hawaii. And,
wait, you sent your kids to Hawaii?
Well, yeah, they went with their aunt.
The nanny.
What?
The aunt and the nanny. It's like 5 days to go to Hawaii, so I said, all right, go. you know. And
all right, go. Talk about false humility. Yeah, yeah, sure. Hey, Dad, can I have some pocket change? Sure, son. Go to Hawaii. No, go ahead.
I mean, it was like
all right, go.
Yeah, all right, go.
A perfect time to just kind of unwind, right? So
in Hawaii,
oh, for them, for us.
Wait, did they?
I mean, my wife and I just had
didn't have school.
Know, well, we took them off school a week early, so you know, it's just. Anyway,
they have private tutors. I mean, you know how they roll.
No. No, but the plans for this summer is just like we did last year when we sent the kids to camp.
Yeah,
and we headed up to Napa.
Okay,
so thinking you're of sending, doing that again.
So you sent them to Hawaii. You're sending them to camp. So, is there any thought of like, hey, I should spend some time with my kids together in the summer?
We just came back from the Grand Canyon.
That was like Easter's also.
Easter's, you know what Easter's is, really? You know, come on, dude. That was
so your plans for summer?
Was that whatever it's called? Wagon train, wagon wheel. What is
the wagon train?
So they're doing it?
No, they're doing it.
Well, no, I have a fifth grader going to sixth, but he's still eligible for wagon train.
Okay.
And I have my
and then six, seven,
sixth
eight.
Grader.
My son's doing 6, 7, 8 camp as well.
Yeah.
So your plan for the summer is to get rid of the kids as much as possible. is what I'm hearing. Good summer plan to all the men out there. Learn from Robert.
So we're gonna have a little speech today, or a little session on parenting. So
on parenting, Robert,
how to be a godly dad.
Tell us how to center yourself in parenting. Get rid of the kids is point number one.
It might be costly, but
quality
it's
time
worth,
with the children is overrated.
Listen, if that's how you rekindle things with girly, then good on you, buddy.
Don't call it that.
As for me and my family, we get to take a trip to and exciting.
No.
Venezuela.
No. Better.
Better. We're going to El Salvador
MS 13?
There's a thing called MS down there, and it's not multiple sclerosis.
It's not MS.
It's not multiple sclerosis. It's the Mara Salvatrucha, which is the gangs.
Is that what it means?
Mara Salvatrucha.
Salvatrucha?
Salvatrucha.
What does that even mean?
That means a gang, a Salvadorian gang, basically.
What does their 13 stand for?
Well, they picked that up here in L.A. from the 13th Street gang. So they joined the MS gang with the 13th Street gang, and it became MS 13. Wow. But in El Salvador, it's a big thing. But, you know, we'll be as safe as possible. But we're going to wear our bulletproof vest.
You're going to be in a puddle jumper, are you not?
So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to go visit the... Mayan ruins in Tikal in Guatemala. And so part of that is either an 8-hour drive, which is a scary drive, or you get on this little propeller plane for 45 minutes and you do it. So I'm like,
it's just scarier.
Well, I mean, it just depends on how you look at it. If you're George, that's way scarier.
It's Air Guatemala.
It is.
I mean, come on.
The airline is called TAG. It's called Transporte Aéreo Guatemala. Transportation? Aerial Transportation of Guatemala.
Do you know how to fly this? I think so.
I think so. There's some peanuts underneath the seat. Let's go.
That's been there for a year or two.
The cool thing is you get to sit on the pilot's lap and control the...
Whoa.
Control what? When you're sitting in someone's lap.
What are you doing with your hand there?
And then you're wiggling your wrist there. What's going on, bro?
Oh, hey. We're excited. We're excited about that trip. We're not sending the kids off by themselves. We're actually going with them. Yeah, what a concept, right?
So you know why? The five of you guys.
The five of us, yes.
For how long?
All of us. For 2 weeks. Yeah.
Well, because
that's what families do.
That's what they do.
No,
I'm guessing you're taking your son to Europe.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing you're taking your...
But we're going to send him off alone before to have some quality time.
Send him to Barcelona. Hey, Kanan, here's 20
Your mom
bucks,
and I wanted quality time. Yeah.
Go see the running of the Bulls. Go ahead, son.
In all fairness, you are an empty nester because your kids are off to college.
So no.
We have a 14-year-old.
Two-thirds.
We have a 14-year-old. Okay, so anytime, but guess what? Even our college kids get to go to vacation with us.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you know, you miss them so much because they're off to college. So you want to just come back,
So are you saying you're going to send them to boarding school so that you can miss them or something?
We don't know what the plan
you
is.
Know what, you know what's great, you guys? Despite that we haven't recorded as much this year, we have over 8,700 men that have listened to the Men's Ministry Roundtable podcast. Woo!
Wow, that is crazy. That's just shocking.
These are old episodes that they listen.
They
to?
Go back.
No,
and
these
listen.
Are old. These are old people that listen to the episodes.
But you know what? Our guys are finding this. Thank you so much, guys, for finding this, and they're listening to older episodes, which is great. So,
can you imagine?
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for making us your summer playlist.
How do you watch a?
I would encourage
How do you repeat?
If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, subscribe to our podcast so every time there's a new episode released, you get a little notification and it tells you it's coming up. And better yet, share it with somebody. Hey, did you hear this? And you can share it and tag somebody and let them know. And how do you share, George? Tell us quickly how to share a podcast.
Yep. Go on on your phone and just look it up.
And press share.
But what button do they press?
Power share. Power share on power share. Spotify.
All right.
Apple share.
Clearly, George is
not here. Aren't we going to do a little shindig for our listeners this summer?
We are. And so, guys, stay tuned. We're going to have a barbecue at Robert's house when his kids are away.
Yes. And so that'll be any day. Any day this summer. All day. Yeah, all week.
But we want to invite all of the listeners to gather together this summer.
So our wives will be there.
For a little barbecue.
8,700
listeners. So we have to rent a pretty big venue for that. But
or Robert's house. So.
That's bigger than what our sanctuary can hold.
Absolutely. But they're all going to come, I'm guessing.
Okay.
All right. I thought we would start this episode by playing a game. Are you guys ready for this new game that's sweeping across the country? Okay, here's the game we're going to play. We recently had a men's conference, and I was looking through our registration list for the men's conference. I saw a lot of new names on that list, and I was so encouraged. By the way, if you attended the men's conference, thank you so much for doing that. And if you're one of the newer guys who did that, we love that you did. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm guessing that you probably don't know most of their names.
Yes.
George and Robert. I'm also guessing that you may or may not know some athletes' names. So here's the game I'm going to play with you guys. I'm going to play a little game called Man of CA or Professional Athlete.
Okay.
Are you ready? Man of CA
yes.
or Professional Athlete. First of you that gets 3 correct answers wins the game. All right. We're going to start with you, Robert.
I want to know where you got this information.
No, but yeah,
these are actual
names. They told you?
These are actual names of men who were registered.
Oh, they're names of men, but they weren't professional. They could have the same name. We had a guy named Michael Jordan at the conference.
No. Okay, you're not yes. understanding. You're not understanding. I'm going to give you a name like Kobe Bryant. And you're going to have to tell me if that's a man that attended the men's conference or if that's a professional athlete. It's either or. It's not both. You get how this game works now, George?
Okay.
So you would say Kobe Bryant. You would say, professional.
He didn't attend.
No, Kobe did not attend. But I would give you a name like that, and you would say professional athlete. I would say ding, 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 correct answer.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I want to hear the ding, ding, ding.
All right.
All right.
Or I would say Kobe Bryant, and you'll say man of CA. And I would he didn't attend the men's conference. Get it?
Got it.
Okay. Right. Here's the first name. Robert, you ready? The first name is Kirby Gibson.
Man of CA.
What do you think, George?
Man of CA.
Ding, 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 ding. Kirby Gibson is a man of CA. Kirby, thanks for attending the men's conference. Do you guys know Kirby?
No.
Okay. No.
All right.
I was thinking of, who's a great baseball player? Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett.
See,
that's what I was thinking.
He tried to throw us off.
But Kirby Gibson is a man of CA. That's 1 point for Robert. Okay.
You asked me too.
No, but I was just for fun. Okay, here's yours. Ready?
Ready.
Luis Soriano.
Ooh.
Man of CA or professional athlete?
Both. Oh, stumped you!
No, you can't.
You got to choose.
Man of CA.
Man of CA. Yes. The answer is ding, 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 ding. Luis Soriano. Guy, yep. You're thinking Alfonso Soriano.
No, if I was thinking that, then I would have said no. I got the answer right. You were thinking that.
All right. Well, I'm trying to trick you guys.
I know.
Okay, so we're 1-1. You guys are tied.
I know an Alfonso.
Yeah, I do know. Why did you scratch your belly?
Why are you scratching your belly button?
Why did you scratch your belly button when you said Alfonso?
I was doing a guitar sound.
All right. Robert.
Jeopardy.
Here you go.
What's the word?
Tyler Anderson.
Oh.
Professional athlete.
Caucasian.
It has to be,
I'm
right?
I'm not asking for ethnicity, and the FCC is going to shut us down if you keep doing
it. Or worse, Albert.
All right. Tyler Anderson.
Professional athlete.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. What team does he play for?
I have no idea.
Oh, by the way.
What sport
does he play?
Baseball.
He does play baseball. He's a pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. By the way, all of the professional athletes on this list play for an LA-based sports team.
Oh, okay.
So, Dodgers, Angels, Lakers, Clippers, Chargers, Rams, Galaxy, or LAFC.
What is that?
Soccer.
Okay.
All right.
So is he Caucasian?
I'm guessing he is. Tyler.
Why would you guess? George, there's a multi-ethnic session that you need to attend once this thing is over, bro. Racial reconciliation.
All right. Here's yours. So you got two to one. All right. George, here's yours. Stanley Johnson.
Ooh. Oh, okay, let me hear you guess that. Why are you snickering?
All right. George Stanley Johnson. Man of CA or professional athlete?
Man of CA.
Stanley Johnson. Stanley Johnson is a player for the Lakers. Come on. Oh, you should know that.
No, I know there was a basketball player who went to Arizona or Arizona State.
Okay. Stanley Johnson plays for the Lakers.
Can you kind of describe who Stanley Johnson is?
No, he cannot.
No, is he a
basketball player?
That's what I want to know.
Who went to Arizona State or Arizona?
The Lakers. I don't know where he went to college.
No, seriously. If it's who I think it is, he was a lottery pick.
No. We picked him up. He was on the 10-day waiver wire, and it was one of those scrappy guys.
Is he a rookie?
If he goes to CA, you just listen to what you just said about him.
He doesn't go to CA.
You just throw him out of the table.
He's a professional athlete.
Okay, no. So I do believe he was a lottery pick.
All right, we're not going to look him up right now.
Hey, no, I'm going to look him up.
Answer wrong. Is he a rookie?
He is a rookie. Okay.
Oh, then he's a different Stanley Johnson.
Okay. Robert, this one's yours. Daniel Hudson.
Oh, he's a Met of CA.
Daniel Hudson? And
what?
Daniel Hudson also plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's a pitcher.
Stanley Hudson?
Stanley Johnson. All right, so you got two. George, you have one. Ready for yours?
Yes.
Robert Todd.
What a neat name.
Robert Todd. He has two first names, right? By the way, just a
rule. How come we don't know any of these people?
As a rule of thumb, you should never trust somebody with two first names.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It's just a rule of thumb.
It's a rule of thumb.
That's why it's a rule.
That's why it's a rule of thumb.
I'd say Robert Todd. It sounds like an athlete, but I don't know him.
Robert Todd. Man of CA. Robert, we love you. Thanks for coming to the men's conference. Apparently, George has no idea who you are.
No. He has an athletic build. So
he's like 70 years old.
Just throw him under the bus. You can be 70 years old and be athletic.
Come on.
When I'm 70, I'm going to be athletic.
Make sure you have coffee with this guy. Ricky is going to set that up.
Okay.
Right, so you get to know who
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, Ricky set up a lunch meeting for Robert Todd and George
Fitz. With the athletic build.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
So, guys, anyone who's listening who's 70 or over, Marvin says that you look like death. So don't even bother working
out.
That's
not true. Okay. Oh, sorry. Robert. Robert Mitchell.
It's an actor.
Robert Mitchell.
Robert Mitchum.
Dude, that's a deodorant.
You're giving your age away. Robert Mitchell. Two first names again. What's going on?
That's
So what's the rule of thumb?
Rule of thumb? Menacier.
No, you can't trust him. It's the rule of thumb.
It's got to be Menacier then.
Because you can't trust him?
Well, no, because the first one was Menacier with the first,
right,
two first names.
Robert Mitchell. Ding, 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 ding. See? He's a Menacier. He probably goes by Rob. He's actually in my life group. Rob, we love you. Thanks for being part of my life group. Apparently, Robert doesn't know who you are, but Robert Mitchell...
Set up coffee with Robert.
...is a man of CA. Okay. Here we go. This is for you.
Wait. You first one to get the three. I got the three.
Oh, you got the three.
Yeah,
you
won.
All right, but let's just keep going, just for fun.
Okay.
Here you go. No. Put your phone down. You can't Google these guys.
No. All right.
Javier Hernandez. Javier...
Why are you laughing?
Javier Hernandez.
Why are you
Javier
laughing?
Hernandez. I'll say it with my great...
Jaime Hurin.
No, Javier Hernandez.
No. He's a man of CA. He's not an athlete.
He's not an athlete.
He is.
That is... And he goes by Chicharito. He's plays for the game.
Chicharito.
He goes by what?
Chicharito.
Is he part of MS-13 or something?
He's not part of MS-13. He plays for the Galaxy. He's a scorer.
What is Galaxy? I don't know. What is that?
LA Galaxy is a professional soccer team.
That's the phone that Samsung makes.
Okay, so, I'm gonna give you one more.
Did you just call him Chicharito?
Chicharito.
What is that?
They call him Chicharito. I'm gonna give you one more. Robert.
Why?
Alejandro Briseño.
I think you're making up names. There's not Alejandro Briseño who plays for a Chicharito team or something.
Alejandro Briseño.
That's not what you said the first time.
You know, I'm gonna go with athlete.
Man of CA.
Yeah, I know, Alex.
Yeah,
it's not Alex. It's Alejandro.
Alejandro.
That's Alex in the
Okay, for you, George.
Yes.
Alex Vesia.
Espinoza.
Alex Vesia.
He's on the Ukrainian national team. No, Alex. He's a member of CA.
And he's a pitcher for Los Angeles Dodgers.
What?
And there you go, Robert.
What's his name?
Alex Vesia. Robert, you have won this game, and what? You get to win a prize. George, tell him what he won.
You get to have a weekend with Gurley without the kids. So that'll be a first for you this summer. Yes. Pick a weekend. That. It's basically all summer.
Thanks so much. I really need that.
All right. We can't get away from this podcast without talking about the big elephant in the room. Today is June 2nd, 2022. And today is game one of the NBA Finals. George, tell us who will win the NBA Finals.
Well, without your eyes rolling... I think Boston will win, and I think they'll win.
You okay. think? All right, you I lost credibility. Think? You I lost do. Credibility. Robert, who's going to win the NBA Finals?
It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough series, but I think defense will win over offense.
Really?
Yeah.
You think their Boston's stingy defense will stop Golden State's barrage of scoring?
Well, you know, one injury, they're just one injury away, dude, if either Clay or Steph rolls an ankle.
Well, yeah, but you can say the same thing about Boston. Marcus Smart is those guys. Who's your center?
All defensive NBA. Rob Williams is playing 15 minutes.
Well, you don't have to say it like that. You can just say his name.
Marv.
Time Lord.
I don't announce people.
All NBA defense.
Yeah, I don't
Rob
announce
Williams.
People. National League MVP Mookie Betts. I mean, like that's just not what you do. You just say the name, bro.
I do. Defensive Player of the Year.
All right, look,
Marcus Smart
came off from a stretcher, so you know.
Yeah. They get wheeled off stretchers and then they come back and play the game. They must have some magic potion in the locker room or something. Congratulations to your Celtics getting to the NBA Finals. We hope they win. Woohoo! Can we move on to the next topic?
You brought it up. What are you talking about? You were the one.
Well, I mean, it's happening today. It's relevant. I'm just not excited about it. I'm sure you're excited, George.
But you will
watch. Very excited. Yeah.
I will casually watch if I'm happen to be home. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch the games.
Well, you sat Wednesday night and looked for the game.
I was casually home and I wanted to watch sports, so I said, "Okay, let me turn on the game."
I do think it'll be a good series. I do think so.
George, what are you wearing while watching the game tonight?
I wear something a Celtics
that
shirt.
Ugly shirt something that you made me wear at the men's conference.
No, I don't wear that, but I wear like a Celtics T-shirt.
And Kanan,
why don't you wear the jersey?
Does Kanan wear the same?
No, Kanan's a Golden State.
Yes! Yeah, Kanan, I love you!
There you go.
I'm rooting for you, buddy.
He loves Golden State. Loves
so Steph. What's going to happen when he's cheering
we'll
for Golden
together.
State?
It's okay. I'll tell him the best team will win. So
again,
no,
team
I do think the best team will win.
Son, whoever win or lose, you know, it's all this. Matters how hard you play, son.
Go to your room.
Exactly. Wait till
your mom and I are going away for a week.
Yeah. All right.
Call Uncle Robert.
Enough of those shenanigans. We don't want to talk about that anymore. The big thing guys are talking about this summer as they consider summer travel. Other than the Celtics.
Oh, okay.
Is the
gas
extraordinary price. Gas prices in California across the nation, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Dude.
What's going on, George? How can we prepare ourselves for this gas apocalypse?
Okay, you have to say it right.
Gas apocalypse.
Yeah, well, that's not what you said.
Gas apocalypse. How do we prepare ourselves for the gas days of Revelation?
Not to be more negative, but it's going to be higher in the summer.
Yeah,
the gasoline will even go up.
Yes,
because we have I think in California. No, but we also have a summer blend because of the
what's a summer blend?
It's a special blend of gasoline because of the pollution that we have in California, Los Angeles. They passed a law years ago, and it's just more expensive. So the refineries have to do special things. That's why our gas is just so much more expensive than any other.
So,
parts of the
what,
country.
Can
so
little, what can little Joes like me do to protect themselves with these crazy gas prices?
So there's no ride your electric bike.
I will do some of that.
So
these
are three things that I thought of, and none of them are
valid.
No, they're all valid, but
none of them are smart.
I don't think any of them
coming
are
coming from a Celtics fan.
Hopefully a small dent. But this is one I noticed when I pick up my son at school, and he's always, and all the parents are there. Waiting to pick up, because there's a line to pick up. They always have their engine turned on, and even though, you're waiting in line.
You got the air on.
Not. It just started getting warm. This has been all year long. And
he picks up kids from school in Bel Air. I mean, come on. They don't turn off the Bentleys. They don't turn off the Bentleys in Malibu.
Come on, right?
So if you go to our hood.
You got to roll the window down.
Roll the window down.
Get your little portable fan and just kind of.
Kids, no, there's no water for you, kids. Come on.
So if you're just turn off your engine if you're in a line.
Now, my car has this the stupid auto start stop engine thing. I hate that.
That could be annoying if there's traffic. It is annoying. Right, in traffic. But if you're going to be stopped for at least like a minute, you know you're going to be waiting for a minute. Just turn off your engine. Just drive. So as I park and I walk to go get Kanan, and I see people in line that they're never going to be in line for 15 minutes. They're sitting on their cell phone. Yep. Windows roll down because they're in the shade.
How much gas can you really save by not shutting your engine for a minute?
15 minutes of gas is significant. Let the man finish here. We're talking about gas apocalypse.
I'm saying they're waiting there at least 15 minutes in line with their engines running.
Okay. Have you figured out how much can you save for shutting down?
Of course, he's got an algorithm for that. Right. Tell us, George.
I'm saying it's good for the environment and you'll save gas. The other thing
is good for the environment.
Yes, because you're not polluting the air.
Okay. Next tip.
Hold on. The reason is because I'm going green.
You got it. Celtics fans.
Okay, so the second.
I'm going sick with. You know that little vomit emoji? That's what I'm feeling right now. I just threw up in my mouth. Okay, let's go.
Okay, the second thing is, I think I noticed that during COVID, we probably all noticed that people drive super fast. You're on the highway and people are going 80 miles an hour. It's common. Just slow down. First of all, it's safe. But secondly, if you lower your speed from 65 to 55, you improve your mileage by 10%. If you improve it from 75 to 55, I think it's like 18%.
Wow.
So just slow down.
So set your cruise at 55.
Just slow down. Or even, okay, so if you want to go.
Spoken like a true senior citizen. So on the freeway, go 55.
No, for me, I would go, I try to drive at 65, not above that. But going 80, like
usually
a lot of people
the
do.
Ones that goes 80 are like Teslas.
Or Audis.
So, you know, they don't really.
Well, you're
it doesn't really matter.
Don't you have the little spoiler? It doesn't go up till you hit 80. So you
75.
Yeah, you
got to
see 75.
Yes.
And you got to see that every now and then, right?
You
got
to see it. Kanan wants to see it.
According to Kanan, he sees it when mom's driving all the time. So that tells you something. So just slow down and just don't drive as fast on the freeway. And the next thing is schedule trips. When you're running your errands, this takes some planning on your end. Mm-hmm. Is know where you're trying to go during the week and just try to make it on one time as opposed to several trips. So my example was let's say you have to run an errand to go to Home Depot and then go to the grocery store, maybe they're just a couple miles apart, try to do it the same on the same trip as opposed to I'm going to Home Depot now, tomorrow I'll go to the grocery store. Just, you know, try to double up your trips and
that makes sense. And if you do happen to have an electric bike like I do, then ride that thing, charge it up.
Yeah, I mean, geez, I mean, what do you think is causing all of this spike in gas prices, George?
There's a couple of things. One is
everyone's attributing it to the war.
No,
but I don't know.
Because it was going up before. One of it is policies that we have.
Well,
I'm just telling you. You asked.
I mean, if you're going to ask him a politically charged question,
yeah, the policies that
that's the whole. Okay.
The policies that we have are not encouraging drilling and oil independence. That's just a fact. So that's one thing. Ukraine that hasn't helped. You know, the war.
Are you saying that they shut down more pipelines now?
They're just not. They're not drilling as much, and there's no incentive for the oil companies. They stopped the pipeline.
With this high price, there's no incentive to drill?
No, there's disincentive, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you're talking about even if they started now, they wouldn't.
It wouldn't make.
We wouldn't see a difference at the pump for
a few years.
A good length of time.
Yeah, no, yeah. They don't, yeah. You know, you don't want shale.
You're talking about past policies over the last few years that have now.
No, in the last administration, we were actually.
Here we go.
See
here
how
we
I
go.
See what I did there?
Here
see,
we
no,
go.
No,
see what I did I think there? No. There
we
go.
No, we did reach, I think, energy independence, but now it's, you know, it's just.
Listen,
different.
We're not.
There's a cost.
We're not trying to make this show political, but the truth is that there are obviously.
Several factors.
There are obviously decisions that we've made that have led to consequences, whether or not you agree with them, if they were good for the environment or whatnot, then that's the price that we have to pay, and that's just one of the things.
Yeah, and there's several. Supply and demand also. I mean, more people are going back to work.
Say, I mean, the war has certainly affected the prices as well. I mean, but anyway.
But
so those are good tips. Drive slower. Schedule your trips. Turn your car off at the line in Malibu when you're picking up your kids. Or better yet, just drop your kids off with the aunt in Hawaii, and then you don't have to pick them up at all.
There you go.
You know what? Yeah, all of these driving, just cruising around. That's a no-no anymore, right? You can't just.
The lowriders that used to cruise then in my neighborhood.
You know, you guys are Bronco. Those guys. You can't put your top down and enjoy the beach. Well,
it messes my gas mileage when I put the top down.
There you go.
Yeah, so I gotta
keep your shirt on.
I can't go topless anymore. All right. Well, on that good note, I do have four things that we want to talk about today. About how to be consistent with your time in the Word, right? So when you think about the time that you spend in the Word, not in the mood, but just in the Word. But when you think about the time that you spend in the Word, here are four things that I thought of that could help you be more consistent. One of the things that I mentioned at the men's conference was, let's be consistent in our rhythms. And so what I want to talk about is four things that can help you be more consistent in your time in the Word. And so I'd love for you guys to chime in. I just put some things together here, but I'd love for you guys to maybe just kind of go along with me. If there's something that I didn't think of, maybe it can be five things, six things, but I thought of four things. One, make it stick, right? Make your time in the Word stick. What I mean by that is men tend to be very compartmentalized, right?
Structured.
So we do things that, for example, you know, if we have time in the morning in the Word, you know, we do that, you know, for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever length of time that you've set aside for that. And then we go about our day, but we don't keep that Word in our hearts as we move throughout our day. It's just one thing that we do. Then we go to work. That's another thing that we do. Then we listen to this podcast. That's the third thing that we do. Then we have lunch with friends. And like, those are all different things. What I'm saying is make your time in the Word important every day, but also make it stick throughout your day. So one of the tools that you can use for that is this journaling exercise that we do sometimes called SOAP. Have you guys ever heard of SOAP?
Yes.
S-O-A-P, right? So it's scripture, observation, application, and prayer. And so one of the things that I learned along the way is grab, when you get to the scripture part, highlight, you know, let's say you're reading a chapter that day or a passage or a story, highlight the one verse in that selected passage that stood out to you, right? Commit that either to memory or just kind of keep that in your heart. So then as you go about your day and you're having lunch with a friend or you're talking to your kids or you're listening to this podcast,
You reflect on that.
You even bring it up in conversation maybe. You know, I was talking to somebody last week and this person said, you know, I come across this thought of fear. And the first thing that came to my mind was, oh man, we just talked a lot about fear in our last men's conference, right? So I said, well, you know, let's read together 2 Timothy 1:7. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. And the more often that you can bring that up in conversation, the more often that you can bring that up in your life, you've now made that word stick with you that day. It becomes sticky. And it not only becomes something that you read, but it actually encourages you throughout the day. It actually enhances your time throughout the day. You know, another thing I would say is combine your habit of reading scripture with another habit that you already do. Some of you guys exercise. Some of you guys...
Apparently not if you're 70 or over.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know. Some of you guys exercise, right? So you go for a walk in the morning. Guess what? Maybe pop your earphones in and listen to that chapter as you're walking and just kind of make that a part of something else that you're already good at doing. A lot of us have our coffee in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And you know, maybe you sit on your porch and drink your cup of coffee. Bring your Bible with you and make that a part of your morning routine, your coffee routine. What are some other other routines that you guys typically do throughout your day?
Well, I think it's important. I think it's a great point, but I think it's important to start your day with God.
Yeah.
Right? So.
So what does that look like for you?
The first thing I do is I sit in my chair in the living room and I'm listening to worship music for about 10, 15 minutes. And then I open up the Bible. So I'm reading the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and I'm just reading a chapter at a time.
Yeah.
And then Lisa does the same thing, and then once we're finished, we sit down and we pray together, and we start our day.
So like that's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's a rhythm
made
that
Word of God, and you've combined it with that intimate part of your marriage where you go to your wife, you guys
pray together.
You pray together.
Yeah.
So now you've made it stick because You're not going to go to your wife empty-handed. No. You're going to bring her, hey, you know what? I just read
And there's never an excuse. You can set your alarm clock 15, 20 minutes earlier than you ordinarily do. And that's because you want to give God, I believe, the best part of your day, right? The first part of your day, the best part, not what's left over.
Sure.
So.
And Robert, I think that there's a lot of guys that might be listening to this. I'm like, oh, that sounds great. Yeah, here it is again. I mean, I know I have to do it. What would you give a guy as a tool or a tip for getting started? Like, okay, I don't even know where to go. Do I just read wherever comes up in my Bible? Do I download an app? What app do you use? Like, what are just a practical way, if a guy's listening to this right now and they feel like, yeah, I want to get started this summer and I want to be more intentional about being in the Word, what was one practical tip you'd give?
Yeah, we have Bible apps that's readily available.
Do you use?
YouVersion.
Okay, so you use a YouVersion Bible app.
And in that, there are several devotional plans.
Great.
Not just the different translation or the different, the different NIV or...
Yeah, translations.
Translations of the Bible, but it also has actual reading plan with music. I mean, Tommy did a whole thing for the Book of John.
Yeah.
It's all in the YouVersion Bible app. So it's a really great way because people are, especially now, are so used to just picking up their phone the first thing in the morning and browsing through that. So make that the first thing you go at. Look through the Bible app and follow a reading plan.
Yeah. So have some systematized way of looking at scripture, right? Because that old, open the Bible, stick your finger in that, right? That's not really going to make it stick for you because you're just reading random pieces of scripture every day. But when you have a plan, some kind of a systematized way, whether it's going through the Bible in a year, whether it's a chapter a day, whether it's going at, looking at people's lives or stories, whatever that looks like, or like Robert said, just find a reading plan. If you want
the CA reading plan.
The CA reading plan, yeah. We put together one for you where, we just kind of go through it. You can find that on the CA app if you just click on the plan.
Yeah, yeah. And, it's really, it's married with the mindset. Because you need to really just say, this is important for me. For me, for example, I take my medications early in the morning. First thing when I get up, I have my coffee and then I take my medication. But I look at the Word of God as, hey, look, if I'm religious in taking my medicine, my vitamins, whatever else I take in the morning, I have to treat this even greater, because it's really the sustenance I need.
So there it again is, you have your routines, right? Your coffee. Your medication, whatever you need. And then part of that is getting in the Word. So it just becomes part of your morning habit or routine. And that's what I mean make it stick is make it a part of those habitual rituals that you're already doing in other scenarios, like working out, like medications, like coffee,
things. Yeah. Absolutely.
Great. Okay. So that's what, make it stick. The second thing is make it automatic. I recently spoke to a guy and he says, Marvin, I'm so busy, but I've set reminders on my phone. Mm. And I've set reminders that just ping me throughout the day. So it's, one at noon, one at, the end of the day, one in the morning, that just reminds me to go back to scripture, to go back to prayer. It's just these automatic reminders that I get. So I've set those reminders because I know myself that they gets away from me. So I've used that. Is there any things like that you've used where you can just kind of make it automatic, where it's the first thing that you do, where it just kind of reminds you?
No, I think those are two good things. I think you want to use technology, right? Yeah. So if that's what you, if you have to use your phone, if you have to use, sometimes if you want to have someone that you're doing it together, I think it works always well in pairs. You have someone that you're reading together with, whether it's your spouse or a friend or whatever, then you kind of hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't have time today. Okay, let's, quickly, let's do it. We're supposed to meet at noon. We didn't, so let's just spend 5 minutes.
And George, you can probably correct me on this one because you're more technologically savvy than I am. But I think you can...
By far.
I think there's a thing that you can do on iPhones, and I don't know about other platforms, but I think there's something you can do that when you open your phone in the morning, it automatically opens a certain app. So, for example, if you have the YouVersion Bible app, I think you can set that to,
PowerShare. Because actually, that is the first thing I do is go to my YouVersion.
Right. So, but I think there's a way that you can do that where the first thing that happens when you turn on your phone in the morning or open your phone is it automatically brings up the selected app. In this case, it'd be the YouVersion app. So look into that. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe somebody out there is more techie than I am can walk us how to do
it. I'll look into that for you.
Yeah, look, please.
I'll talk to my iShare guy.
iShare guy?
Kanan.
Who's your iShare guy?
I don't know.
Is that your, like, your stock trader or something?
Yeah, it's Kanan.
Kanan.
Make it automatic. Anything else about making it automatic that you can think of?
I have it on my screensaver.
Ah, that's beautiful.
You know?
So every time you look at your phone, guess what happens?
You know, you're reminded.
It pops up, right? Okay, third thing is, and you already talked about this, George, make it social. So now you're combining someone else. You know what happens when there's some kind of mutual encouragement? You're encouraging one another towards that goal. So whether you're part of a life group, have a text thread that encourages each other through the word and even ask each other, hey, how did you do about getting in the word this week?
Yeah.
Keep it accountable. Make it social. I remember a few years ago when I was trying to learn how to ride a mountain bike. I really wanted to get into mountain biking. And I watched a whole lot of YouTube videos. I went to the bike shop. I bought the bike. And then I went out for the first time by myself. You know how far I got? I don't know. I rode for like 10 minutes and my lungs were hurting. I couldn't do it. I was hot. I was just disgusted with myself. I just couldn't climb. And I just gave up and went home. And I did that once or twice. And I was like, oh, this is not for me. And then I met a friend here at CA. And he was riding his mountain bike. And he invited me to come with him. And guess what happened? He said, hey, you know what? This would help if you, like, if you...
Pedal.
If you pedal. It would help if you charged your electric bike. No, no, no. No, I don't have an electric bike.
You don't put your hands on the brakes while you're pedaling.
No, no, he said, like, he gave me some tips, though. He said, if you raise your seat position, it's going to help you climb more. And then when I got tired, he says...
the Vato ride.
Your seat, not your handlebars.
This is how I ride!
You take the basket off, so you know, that kind of just loosens. Just
the, the baseball card in the back tire.
No, he said, you know what? All that chrome on your bike is slowing you down. Take the chrome off.
Remove the little bell.
You got the streamers in the side there. Like, okay, here we go.
No. But he gave me some really good tips.
Okay, Marvin.
And it helped me to keep riding further and faster.
Does this look masculine?
Da, 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 da,
little
da,
streamers on
da,
the head.
Da, 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 da. Slow rider.
The little bell and the horn. Back, back.
I think this is not for me.
No.
Stay on your left. Coming on the outside. Back, back.
I do not ride a low rider mountain bike. But you know what? Making it social helped me stick to mountain biking, and it definitely will help you stick to reading the word. And last thing, give yourself grace.
Yeah.
If you miss a day, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Get back on there the next day, right? Get back on there.
I got a word for you, because I shared this at our breakout session, is plan to fail, meaning tied into that. Anticipate you're gonna mess up.
Yeah.
That you're not gonna do it every single day, and that's okay. So don't quit just because, oh, I'm not good enough for this and that. I knew I couldn't stick with it. Give yourself grace.
Yeah. Give yourself grace. Great. You're gonna miss a day. Get back out there the next day. What I love about the CA reading plan is, as soon as you're done reading, it gives you a little check mark. And it, to me, as a to-do list kind of guy, I love those little check marks. But then, you know what? I look on there and I miss some days. So guess what? I go back and reread those check marks that I missed because I want the check marks.
Last thing I want to add to this, please. Marv, is pray about it.
Oh, that's good.
Meaning, ask God to give you the hunger for His Word.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a transformation of the mind, right? Transformation of the heart. And I think it's a great prayer.
Love you guys.
Ask God to...
Go Celts.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not going to say go Celts. But look. Guys, just wanted to give you those five quick little things if you add prayer, which I think is a really good one that
ask
Robert
God,
added.
Pray that you know God increases your hunger for the word.
That's right. That's so good, Robert. Guys, we want you to get in the word. If you attended the men's conference, you received a 20-day devotional book.
Should have been 21.
It should have been. that would have just made a little bit more sense. But no, we like doing things that just don't make sense. But if you did not attend the men's conference and would like a men's devotional book, I still have a few more. I'd be happy to get that into your hands. Would you email me at men@cachurch.com? I'd be happy to get you guys a 20-day devotional book to get you started in your journey in the Word, to help you move you along. So with that said, guys, I want to say thank you so much for listening. George is going to be watching his Celtics tonight. I'll be watching the Warriors, and hopefully I don't have to listen to this guy talk about the Celts for another 6 months. But once again, thank you so much for listening. We aim to do a few more episodes this summer. to keep you guys listening on your camping trips, on your RV trips.
Are we going to have special guests soon?
We will have special guests coming in the next episode. We have a really special guest.
All right.
But until then, thank you for listening. Always be encouraged by you guys. Until next time.
Peace.